Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm fair.
You're fair. You're sounding much better. You look like you got a little bit more life in you.
Yeah.
Just a touch more.
I'm getting there. I'm still a little bit congested from the cold. I'm a hot mess, by the way. So,
right.
But hopefully on the road to health.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see you here.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Trying to get there. Anyway, what are we talking about this week here on the Derek and Kay Show?
That's right.
Best podcast ever.
That's right. The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
The Derek and Kay Show.
I have post-Valentine's Day news.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have
some updates on that.
Valentine's Day news as
well.
Oh,
that's good. If we could hit those together.
I've got two crazy stories about my favorite drink in the world, coffee.
Oh, coffee's good.
I love coffee.
Coffee's great.
Mm-hmm.
We have a missing Mickey Mouse that put the school in lockdown.
I know that story.
Do you know that story?
Yes, I do.
It's a good headline.
It is.
It's not a great story, but it's a good headline.
It's a pretty good story. I like that story. If you want to buy a VCR in Japan, you better hurry.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. And I got some really good and really bad YouTube singing videos.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
We'll watch those and talk about them.
Oh, my voice sounds great. And finally.
Finally.
What do you do if you live in Florida and you want to pay for college and you're like young and pretty?
Oh.
You go to a special website to find a sugar daddy.
Oh.
All coming up.
Awesome.
On this week's Derek and Kay Show. Press that button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is February 19th. 2012.
When did it become the 19th already?
I know.
I just got
almost
into
the end of the month. I don't
can't
know.
Believe this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I am the Sparkle Mouth.
Sparkle Mouth.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. And call us when we're live on the air at 661-467-2416. We have no phone screener, so you're guaranteed to get through.
Oh, that's right. We're going without a net.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm screening calls, but, I mean, I'm on the air. So
that's right. So you'll hear us.
It's an on-the-air screen. So if you call in and you prank us, we are vulnerable. So we invite pranks.
Oh, come and get us.
Yes. We haven't done Blog Talk Radio community time in a long time.
We really need to do that.
Bring that segment back.
I really enjoy doing that, and that connects us with other shows.
I also enjoy doing that.
And it's just a lot of fun.
You know, I was really upset that we didn't get through to the barbecue show.
I know.
We were talking about
barbecue
sauce and, like, pork and, like, cooking. And they said it was like barbecue time, and I think it was like January when that was happening.
Yeah, we're
like,
how
we were
is
like,
that
what's
really
going
barbecue
on with
time?
That? And then we called the show, and they thought we were like trying to prank them because we were calling from Skype.
Yeah, so it's a weird number,
and
something like that.
Was it a weird number? Or
probably.
Were we calling from Skype, or were we calling from like Google Talk Plus or something?
Yeah, it might have been one of those, right. So it looked a little bit weird. Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha!
Is that how it is? Nice. Okay.
So we called the barbecue show.
Yeah.
And he thought we were pranking, and then I instant messaged him in his like message room, and they didn't respond, so we had to hang up.
Oh, it was really It was
so sad.
We want to talk about the sauces and things like that.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of good things.
I was really into
just
it.
Got into it. Yeah.
It made me laugh, but I was into it. And also,
we will get that going again.
The Nicki Minaj show.
What was that?
It's Barbie Bitch Radio.
Oh, yeah. They were just going on and on.
I don't think that's on anymore, though.
It's not?
No.
Shocking.
Just as well as My Drunk Memories is no longer on.
Oh, that
odd.
Show. Yeah. That went down.
I think it only lasted 3 or 4 episodes.
After three. Yeah, I think it was 2 or 3.
You think it was
probably
only 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Because
we had a lot of fun with them.
How long can you talk about your own drug memories?
Right. Your memories are going to run out.
Exactly.
I mean,
unless you
you're
have some sort of
create
problem.
Some new ones. I don't know what's going on with my mic and the audio here, but I'm getting some clipping.
It's a little, my mic's a little hot.
Is yours a little hot?
It's a little hot.
Do you want me, I can turn
I mean, I don't know what's up.
I think
you
sound good.
It sounds good, but I keep hearing
a little crackling. That doesn't come in over the air, only the
high
quality recording picks that up.
I'm looking up, it's Barbie Bitch Radio. Are they still on?
Oh, you mean we might be able to make a connection?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued by the whole idea of like bringing back Blog Talk Radio community.
Oh, that's great. We absolutely should. Some of our finer memories.
It's some of our best material.
We had Frank the Unicorn, which was great.
We did.
We had a little bit of Florida connection.
I
love
Frank the Unicorn.
On.
I
Good
think
show.
He's amazing.
Good stuff.
Okay, so the last episode of It's Barbie Bitch Radio that's available is from August 5th, 2011.
Oh, geez.
So they are no longer in business.
Oh.
That's so sad.
We are going strong and bringing you good material just about every week.
Just about every week.
Yeah.
I say 3 weeks a month.
3 weeks a month.
3 weeks a month is good,
that's
right?
That's bring it to you.
Ah, why aren't they still on? They were like a Nicki Minaj fan podcast, and now they're no longer functioning.
I could not understand what they were saying most of the time.
Because they were talking about hogwash and crap.
I don't know what they were talking about. And everyone was talking at the same time.
Well, that's what makes it fun.
I guess that's what makes it fun.
If everyone's talking at the same time.
Right.
And as you can tell, I sound a little bit like a cow, so I have had a cold for the past week or so.
No, you sound good.
I mean, very congested.
You sound like you're coming off of something, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been fun times with the whole dealing with the multiple illnesses, the multiple infections, as my doctor
multiple
told
infections.
Me.
I never heard of this happening with someone before.
Well, she said I didn't heal for the first time, so I got sick again and then again. So I'm now down to 94.5 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
My rings are loose.
Wow.
My jeans are loose. Everything's loose.
That's a little light.
It's really light. So
yeah.
I'm hoping
I
that.
I bench about that. Yeah, about 100 bills.
I'm hoping then I'll get a meal down tonight, a full meal.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, maybe make it back to the gym.
That's good.
Some weights or something like that. So
yeah.
I can get some strength back.
You should do something.
It's rough time.
You should be like.
A norovirus. I know. That doesn't play around.
I guess not. You should eat some fatty foods. Take advantage of it.
Speaking of fatty foods.
Have a good time.
Did
yeah.
you know that someone had a heart attack at the Heart Attack Grill?
I did hear this. Julie told me this.
Julie told you this?
Yeah.
I just heard about this.
Yeah.
Someone had a heart attack at the Heart Attack Grill.
That's horrible. And it's like,
they were having a triple bypass.
Right. That's
burger.
What it's called. That's
yes.
the name of the burger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, I have a menu here so that you can see what's on, so we can see what's on the triple bypass
oh,
burger.
Oh, good times, the menu.
Yeah. I was doing some investigation. Okay. So the single bypass burger is just a half a pound of beef.
Uh-huh.
Five bacon slices.
Uh-huh.
You have to add 92 cents for that.
Oh. Okay.
Like, it looks like, you know, lettuce, tomato, and cheese or whatever, and onions.
Uh-huh.
So the double bypass burger.
Oh, the double one. This is, here we go.
It's 1 pound of beef, 2 patties, 10 bacon slices. You have to add $1.84 for that.
All right, got that.
And, like, their special sauce. They're, like, lettuce, cheese, onion, whatever.
Sure, special sauce.
So the gentleman who had the heart attack at the Heart Attack Grill was having a triple bypass burger, which has 1.5 pounds of beef. It's got three patties.
Oh, my gosh.
15 bacon slices. And, like, whatever. And then there's also a quadruple bypass burger.
A quadruple one.
Yes, with 20 bacon slices.
Is that really necessary? That's supposed to feed, like, breakfast for a whole family.
It is, basically.
That's gross.
Do you know that if you weigh 350 pounds, you eat for free?
If you weigh how much?
350 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
You eat for free at the Heart Attack Grill.
That's gross.
And they have. He was having also deep fried, well, the flatliner fries, which are...
Uh-huh.
Are fried in lard.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds good, actually.
And so he died?
No, he didn't die.
Oh, he's
okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then also in this menu, there's a picture of they call their, like, waitresses nurses. They're dressed up in nurse outfits.
Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
And you can get a 24-ounce of Pabst Blue Ribbon or Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Yeah.
Or Coors, and next to it, in quotation marks, next to the waitress, it says, "I like it in the can."
Right.
And then in the bottom, it says, it's a can of 24-ounce Colt 45 or Old English malt liquor.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "Feeling ghetto."
All right.
And then next to the Mike's Harder Punch and the Mike's Hard Lemonade cans, it says, "Get her to try new positions."
All right.
I almost want to go to the Heart Attack Grill.
So where are those located?
It's...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Nevada? Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Of course. We won't have any of those over here.
No. No way.
Oh, it's so horrible. Yeah, so you had a heart attack at the place?
Yes, while eating at the Heart Attack Grill. Yes. So, yeah. And also, it's home of the world's strongest margarita, half liquor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like mine most. That sounds about accurate, actually.
Half liquor. Yeah, it says caution.
You should make them.
Half liquor, strongest frozen on Fremont.
Do they say what the mix is?
No. It just says pina colada, strawberry daiquiri, lime margarita, strawberry margarita, mango honey jack, strawberry shortcake, and then it just says caution, half liquor.
That's how I like to make them. You just get a little lime juice and then triple sec and tequila.
And it says you have to wear a hospital gown at all times while at the...
You actually do?
Yes. It's a costume party, apparently.
When you go in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. They have pictures? That's crazy.
I don't... There's definitely YouTube videos.
There's got to be some... Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
But I almost... I want to go. Now I'm intrigued. Now I want to go. I'm like, can I have, like, one of the, you know, the single bypass burger or whatever? Oh, this is news from...
The owner says he did the guy a favor. He's here live. That looks delicious.
What is this? It's a Fox story.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a story. This is a story.
Dying for. That is the slogan at the Heart Attack Grill in, where else? Las Vegas. It's a restaurant that is living up to its name. A man apparently had some sort of medical issue, a pretty severe one, while he was eating at the Heart Attack Grill. He was eating, actually, the restaurant's triple bypass burger. We'll tell you what that is in a second. But authorities say the guy is recovering, but now an anti-meat doctors advocacy group says the owner should close up the shop.
And Heart Attack Grill's owner John Basso joins us live from Vegas right now. Sir, we got to point out you're wearing
he's wearing a doctor's uniform.
Oh boy!
Tell us about it. What's the restaurant all about?
Should I wear anything else? Look, the restaurant
and I would like to call it the clinic. The Heart Attack Grill is not just a place to get a bypass.
They're
burger,
showing these videos of people eating there, and they're all wearing hospital gowns.
What it's all about is a place where you can live the way our founding fathers intended us to live, and that is by our own accord, without encroachment from any busybody groups or governmental agencies that are trying to tell us what to do, trying to dictate to us not just what we think and how we act, but the most insidious dictation of all, and that is what we eat. Because what we eat is what makes us culturally ourselves. Those recipes that are passed down ethnically from grandfather to father to son, those are the recipes that make us unique, and those recipes are what will continue if I have anything to say about it.
I'm actually psyched to go there.
Wow.
Psyched to go there and have the single bypass burger.
With the
flatline fries.
Just have the fries and a milkshake is what I'd have. I don't know.
Well, the lard, you can't eat that.
Oh, I can't even have the fries. I can't eat anything.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
You can go there and have a drink.
I can have a drink. I can have one of those.
You can have the half liquor margarita.
Those sound pretty good.
You sound amazing.
Yeah.
Damn. Heart Attack Grill.
Yummy.
If I'm in, okay, it's a lock. If you're ever in Las Vegas.
What you may do at Lost Wages.
I'm going to the Heart Attack Grill. It's a lock.
I'm
eating a burger.
You might have a chance to go. I mean, you know, Tom likes to, you know, play a little
games
here and
there. I know,
he likes
to play with poker.
Yeah.
While he's playing poker, I'll clog my arteries.
There you go.
Nice.
You can use that weight.
I know. 94.5 pounds.
You're pretty good.
I think it's okay to eat five slices of bacon in one sitting. Five slices
that's
of bacon.
A lot. Yeah.
That's like eating like five donuts. Like five Krispy Kreme donuts, because each one of those slices of bacon is akin, in my opinion, to a Krispy Kreme donut. So its heaviness, and like just make you feel
fat. The fat alone.
Yeah.
I lifelong vegetarian. It's kind of weird to even be talking about this, so I don't really know. But I mean, typically, don't you see people having like bacon with like their breakfast, and they might have two strips, something like that.
Yeah.
Two or three.
I used to have three when I was growing up.
Okay.
To get size.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
One time, my cat ate my bacon.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a joke.
It was not a joke.
I don't know if that's even...
I was so bitter when I was like in...
What? Which cat?
This is my cat when I was growing up, Pepper.
Oh, Pepper.
Pepper
the
Siamese.
Okay.
So when I was growing up, my mom used to make me like bacon before school. The bacon and, you know, like the cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade or something. And I came down after I got dressed to like get breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Freaking plate was empty.
Oh.
The bacon plate. I'm like, what the hell?
And you're like, Mom, did you put some bacon there or something?
Yeah, I asked her if she put some bacon there, and I saw Pepper in the corner, like, just licking his chop.
Very happy.
He'd eaten all the pieces. All of it.
I can't imagine a cat eating bacon.
Is that noise from my computer or your computer?
No, that's the bacon being cooked.
Oh, that's the bacon.
I don't know.
You have a frying sound?
I do. It's fairly new. It's good, right?
It is. It's good.
Speaking of frying.
It doesn't sound like bacon, though. Bacon's got a particular, like that is. It really, like,
yeah.
Fatty.
I made this morning. First time I ever made them? Potato pancakes.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
Pretty fantastic.
Oh, they're good,
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anything with potato is pretty fantastic.
And fried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good. I had a little bit of apple butter left over, so we used that.
So how'd you do that? Did you make them from scratch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you grate the potatoes.
Wow. That's a
lot
of work,
onion.
Man.
It wasn't too bad.
No?
And then you just, like, throw in an egg, a little salt and pepper, mix
it
all
up, a little
flour. You use a manual
grater? Just whole thing?
Four potatoes. Yeah, it took a couple minutes.
Oh.
And just mix it all together, one egg. Then you got to get probably a small frying pan,
mm-hmm.
and you fill it up with oil, about a quarter inch, half inch, and then just throw those patties in there.
Throw those bitches in. Put a little salt and pepper on there.
Amazing.
So good.
So good. And never made them before. Probably not the best.
Not even a Hanukkah.
No.
Aren't you a Jew?
Yeah, I know. It just came out of me. I just made them like nothing.
You're Jewish.
Probably could have Jewish. I probably could have made them with my eyes closed.
It's in your blood. You're one of the chosen people.
I guess so. One of the chosen ones. They just came to me. Like, I just had to make them this morning. Oh, what do we got to bake? I got the potatoes, but I don't got it. Just happened.
What's next? Do you need matzo ball soup tomorrow?
I've never made that. I don't even know. I've had that before. It's good.
I bet you could make it if you prayed. God will send you the recipe.
Oh, good times.
Good times.
What do you think? Should we take a break and come back with our weird news?
Or sure.
Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan to me.
All right, so we will be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
It's super! It's heavy!
It's fun!
It's Super Happy Fun Ball!
Yes, it's Super Happy Fun Ball, the toy sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today!
Warning, pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to Super Happy Fun Ball. Caution, Super Happy Fun Ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Super Happy Fun Ball contains a liquid core which, if exposed due to rapture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use Super Happy Fun Ball on concrete. Discontinue use of Super Happy Fun Ball if any of the following occurs. Itching, vertigo, dizziness, blackouts, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If Super Happy Fun Ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Super Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Super Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of Super Happy Fun Ball, Lucky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of Super Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which filled your Earth, presumably from outer space. Super Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes in Iraq. Do not taunt Super Happy Fun Ball. Super Happy Fun Ball comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Super Happy Fun Ball. Accept no substitutes.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Case Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Darrington Case Show.
Hey yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, y'all. We're bringing it to you smooth all night long with no commercial interruption.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just like that.
Sit back, open up your bottle of Hennessy, pour a little in the glass with some ice cubes.
So smooth.
Sip it slow. Enjoy the ride. If you want to contact the Derrick and Kay Show, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Write us a sexy, smooth message and press the send button, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/DK Radio. Post a smooth, sexy, sexual, sensual message on our wall. Stop making me laugh.
I'm trying not to. So smooth.
Follow our blog at DerrickandKay.blogspot.com. Read those posts and leave us a sexual comment, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And follow us on Twitter at GK Radio Show. Send us a tweet and we'll tweet right back all night long. And you can call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Call us, baby. We'll put you on the air. We're taking your requests. You know what? You know how long we're taking your requests, baby?
Uh-huh.
All night. I like that bit. Are we doing that bit every month now?
That might be like every month. It's going to come back to that, and it's going to be the whole show should be like we should transform into this smooth. Yeah, we can
quiet storm.
Yeah, quiet storm.
I think that's a quiet storm in like every city. Your local like R&B station.
Yeah.
Like probably like Friday night or Saturday night, it turns. Turn on the smooth jazz, and they're like, oh, yeah, quiet storm, baby, all night. Like, we're taking your requests, baby. What do you want to... I want to hear Luther Vandross!
Yeah.
We'll put on Luther Vandross for you. But how old are you, baby? I'm 38! What are you doing tonight, baby? I'm just sitting here listening to you. All right, well, here's Luther Vandross for you, baby, all night long.
All night long. And you get your Barry White, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's right. So what? It's time for the weird news.
How can I follow that up? I really, I don't see how.
And now for something completely different.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, I'll do what I can here.
Go for it.
It's such a weird transition.
It really
All right,
is.
We've got Valentine's Day, post-Valentine's Day news.
Terrific.
This one comes to us from California.
California, yay.
Where a Valentine's Day gift is being blamed for a power outage.
What?
In Southern California.
A gift?
A gift. Well, they say a helium balloon, which is a crappy-ass gift, by the way, right?
It is.
I mean, seriously.
Like a single, like a, one of those little ones
a
or some big one?
A single helium balloon.
Oh, wait, did it float up somewhere?
It fell up, and then it came down inside a substation. I don't know how a balloon could put out power.
Wait, hold on. What's a substation?
I don't know. I'm not an electrician, power company guy. But it knocked out power to 15,000 customers.
Just one balloon?
For about 45 minutes.
That's,
one balloon.
That's funny.
They got the power back on at 8:51, and that's what's happening in California.
Did they say whether it was one of those foil helium balloons or not?
They did not, but it happened again, too. There was a second encounter, which is, this sounds like a fluke, and who's giving people balloons for, hey, honey, here's a pink balloon, heart-shaped balloon.
Well, I'm sure it was might have been attached to something, like a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, and they might have cut that crap off.
Or a llama
or
something.
Oh, the llama. It's a good gift.
It's a great gift.
Solid.
I've had a few helium balloons in my lifetime.
You have, yeah.
Yes, of course.
I guess this also happened back in... I guess they say this happens most around Valentine's Day and school graduations. They say this happens on a regular basis.
The congratulations balloon.
I guess so. People let them go, and it knocks out the power.
I wonder how
really
they do
weird.
That. It's a balloon.
It's a balloon. Yeah, I don't understand.
Seems harmless.
So remember last week we were talking about we had the tour of the sewage treatment plant?
Yes.
Well, we have a...
You sent me a text message that said a bunch of people went on it.
Yes. Did I send you a text? I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, what happened?
Wow. Yeah, so they had about 100 people that actually took that tour.
So they went to the sewage treatment plant?
They did.
Great. That's very romantic.
It's very romantic. About 100 people ventured out to the Newton Creek, one of the largest sewage treatment plants in New York. One of the 14, I guess. They processed 1.5 million gallons of sludge every day, a waste. That's,
you mean sewage?
Yeah, sewage, sludge, whatever I don't know what you want to call it, technically.
Let's not try to paint a pretty picture here. It's sewage.
It's sewage. It's gross. There was a nervous laugh by a couple when they got to the egg-shaped, what were those things called? The, whatever, the treatment thing.
What?
You know those, I don't know what they call them.
I don't
but
know
they
what you're
said,
talking about.
They said this is the highlight of the tour, and this would be the time when you want to propose to someone. But nobody did that. There wasn't anything like that.
Well, wouldn't you be pissed off if someone proposed to you at a sewage treatment plant?
In New York. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I would
pretty,
be very pissed
that's
off.
That's pretty gross. I was surprised they got that many people to go out there.
100?
Over 100.
Do you know how much they charged?
It didn't say. No, it did not. It did
don't
not
be
say.
Stupid.
Right, exactly. You can keep on playing that because I got a little story here.
Oh, really?
That I wish I found. I wish I found this earlier, but there's a museum in Croatia.
In where?
It's Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's it's the museum. It's the Museum of Broken Hearts. The Museum of Broken Relationships.
Oh, that sounds like a horrible museum.
But I guess they have a lot of visitors on Valentine's Day.
So what's in the museum?
Hey, that's not an arrow. You're just happy to see me.
Oh, that's a great part. Well, I was waiting for... Oh, okay. Okay, we'll keep that going. People donate, like, gifts that might be from a lover that they broke up with. They just wanted to get rid of stuff.
Oh.
So there's a few examples here. Like, there was, like, someone that had a garter belt that they gave to them.
A garter belt? How horrible.
And there's a note. So these things are on display at the museum. And so there's a note next to it saying, I never put them on. Relationship might have lasted longer if I had. You know, things kind of like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's all kinds of There's all kinds of crazy, crazy random things. There is
stuff for my ex-boyfriend. I wouldn't give it to a museum. I just pawn that stuff.
You just get it for cash.
Yeah. Well, I threw stuff away and I gave it back. That's always fun.
Oh yeah. There is an axe used by a woman to chop every piece of furniture that her girlfriend left behind.
Two lesbians?
I guess so.
Bitter.
I know, right? Seriously, bitter.
She chopped all the furniture up?
Yeah, with an axe. That's kind of crazy, right?
It's a little dramatic.
It's a little dramatic. Like you said, you could cash that stuff in.
Yeah. Get some money.
Anyways, I thought that was interesting.
I like to get some money. Do you have any more of it post Valentine's Day stories? I have one.
Why don't you go ahead? I thought I had one more, but go ahead.
Okay.
You want me to play the you get your Cupid.
Oh yeah, I do have some music, don't I? I've got some Valentine's Day music, which I'm gonna play right now.
So stupid,
Brigham and Young University in Utah. Do you know about it? This is a Mormon university, right?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay, this is a Mormon university.
Okay.
So this girl was just hanging around campus, Brittany, and some donk student came up and gave her a note. It was on Valentine's Day. She thought it was a Valentine. He gave her a note and walked away, right?
Uh-huh.
But the note was just chastising her for the way she was dressed.
Oh, I might have seen something about
and
this.
And here's how she was dressed.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
she's wearing, like...
I didn't know what this was, though.
She's nearly wearing a burqa. Like, she's wearing, like,
that looks like a
dress and, like,
some... perfectly fine outfit.
Yeah, like, and some leggings, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The note said...
That is crazy. I didn't know what that was. I saw a picture of that or something.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
The note said, "You may want to consider that what you're wearing has a negative effect on men and women around you. Many people come to this university because they feel safe morally as well as physically here. They expect others to abide by the honor code that we have all agreed on. Huh. Please consider your commitment to the honor code, which you agreed to when dressing each day. Thank you."
I don't get that
at all.
What
does that even mean?
That is just insane, and that's crazy. Look at the picture. Like, this person looks like any other person. Like,
she's almost nearly 100% covered.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I can see her, like, chest and neck.
Slightly.
And
this
her wrist.
Nothing that crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do they want her to wear? Like a robe and a cover her head? Or, I mean, just it's crazy. It's like, that's like a perfectly normal, acceptable outfit.
It's the most insane
thing I've ever seen.
That's
totally crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And she put it on Twitter.
That's good.
And, you know, there's a lot of reactions on Twitter that are funny. We're like, oh, this is silly. Oh, BYU. This note has the childish handwriting of a freshly ordained deacon.
Yeah.
I mean, people were, like, going crazy Twitter about it.
Did they say who gave her the note?
No, she never found out. I guess it was another student, but she never found out who it was.
That's really weird.
I guess it's a big school.
She
said he was gone within 0.5 seconds of handing me that note.
He just disappeared?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really strange.
It's so crazy.
Mickey Mouse.
I know what happened here.
A missing Mickey Mouse put the school down into lockdown. This happened in Ohio. U.S. school says a missing Mickey Mouse put the school on lockdown for a school Valentine's Day party. I guess a mother came to a school. I guess she was trying to surprise
her daughter.
Her daughter, okay. She checked in at the office without the Mickey Mouse outfit.
Right.
And then she changed.
and all of a sudden there was Mickey Mouse. And they freaked out.
Right. Like, who is this person? Which, I mean, obviously, right? You got Mickey Mouse walking around in a school.
Right.
There's, with everything that's been going on lately, you got to be a little bit concerned.
So do you think that the security camera caught Mickey Mouse?
That would
be
fun.
Or do you think that, like, a teacher was like, oh my God, there's Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Somebody
call
security.
And that's what's happening in Ohio.
Like,
exactly.
How does that transpire? Like, she comes out, she does her, like, costume change in the bathroom.
I wish I had, like, a Mickey voice.
All of a sudden, she's Mickey Mouse.
I can't do Mickey.
And she comes out, and do you think, like, a student was like, Mickey? Or,
yeah,
like, maybe, like, security camera caught
And that would be
caught
scary
Mickey
for
Mouse
some
coming
kids.
Out of the bathroom? Well, how old was the daughter? I mean, it's got to be an elementary school. You can't do a high school. It can't be a high school.
It doesn't say how old.
It can't be a high school, because if it's a high school, that's the most embarrassing day of your life.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, Mom, never. I'm never going to. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd make you run away from home.
Yeah, it doesn't say here.
It's got to be an elementary.
That would be
school.
Really funny, though. That would be a great image on a security cam. Like, see the big ears going down the hallway. Like, oh, we got to get someone down there.
I wonder if it was one of those Nubs Mickey Mouse costumes, or if it was
like a real deal.
Legit,
yeah,
Mickey Mouse
the
costume.
Big ears. Yeah. Like just from Disney World or something. It'd be pretty crazy.
So stupid.
Oh, here's a good one. This one comes to us from Utah. Wow, we got a lot from Utah. The headline says it all in this one. Dad plays porn instead of Smurfs at a kid's party.
What?
It's funny, but it's not. Right? It's kind of hilarious in some ways. Police aren't filing charges against a father who briefly played a porn video instead of Smurfs at his child's birthday party.
How old was the child?
They do not say.
Again, not a teenager. That was.
Yeah, probably not a teenager. Smurfs, exactly. He said he popped the video into his laptop, and on the projector they started seeing porn videos. Police were questioning whether it was really on the DVD or on his laptop. And that's what's happening in Utah.
Yeah, like, how do you not realize that the video you're putting in your computer is not, I don't know, porn?
Right, like, he's saying he got it from one of those, probably like one of those red box. So it was a kiosk. Must have been like one of those, you know, you've seen those red boxes.
Oh, he's claiming that the DVD said it's worse, but it was porn or
right,
something?
Right, right. But
I don't believe that. Yeah, I don't buy that.
They didn't find that to be true.
Oh.
But they do say it was apparently an accident.
How did the police find out?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess he was complaining about that he got the porn disc.
Oh, okay. So he reported it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so it wasn't like somebody was like, "Oh my God, you're doing a crime."
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was totally an innocent mistake, but it's funny.
I thought it would be funny to just I got a little bit of a cartoon here.
Uh huh.
And you could play this. Oh.
Is there anything else I can do for you? Well.
Did you ever watch the Smurfs?
You could smurf me a glass of test for us.
Oh. You know what I forgot about?
Together.
I forgot that.
The Smurfs. I used to watch the Smurfs.
In the Smurfs, that every noun
smurf.
And verb is
smurfing.
Is smurf.
You let us have
yeah.
If you don't mind. Yeah, smurfing right up on the wall.
It wasn't a very good show to begin with, right? I mean,
oh, I liked it.
I used to watch it, but I mean, looking at it now,
well, if you watch it now,
it's
horrible.
It's pretty dated, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And I used to watch after that the Snorks.
Oh, the Snorks.
I never
watched that.
I watched it. It's like almost like the Smurfs, but only underwater.
Oh.
I think they used to go let's snork.
They did the
They're
same
like, oh,
that,
you're so
they
snorky.
Did the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Oh.
And it was the same as like Hanna-Barbera, but it was like the Smurfs but the Snorks.
The Snorks.
Snorks. Yeah. That's like going way back. But I used to get psyched for the Smurfs. I used to watch the Smurfs every Saturday morning without fail.
Is that what it was with your breakfast cereal?
Yes.
I think I used to do that too.
And I used to have Smurf figurines.
I probably had some too growing up.
Did you?
I probably had a few, yeah. The little thing, yeah.
Yeah, like the plastic that'll kill you. Like,
yeah,
it, was like
it
kind
smells
of soft
funny.
Plastic. Yeah,
yeah,
it
yeah.
smells funny. Yeah.
You can sort of move them, but not really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly
yeah.
What that is. Those, they probably never make that stuff anymore.
It seems kind of toxic, though.
Toxic.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, definitely
yeah, I had
toxic.
I had a Smurfette. I had all kinds of Smurf figurines. And I smurfed with them all day long when I would smurf.
That's smurftastic.
Isn't it smurfy?
It's pretty smurfy.
Yeah.
Maybe one more here.
You going to smurf one more?
I'm going to smurf one more.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Florida meth case involves three generations of one family.
What?
It's a generational thing. Deputies in Florida say a man, his daughter, and his grandson, along with a fourth person, said to be a relative of the family, are accused of working together in a meth lab. 54-year-old Alan Brannon and his daughter, 34-year-old Amy Brannon.
Daughter?
And her 18-year-old son, Austin Brannon, were arrested
Thursday. Stop. How old is the daughter again?
Yeah, isn't this fun? The daughter's 34.
Okay.
And her dad is 54.
Okay.
And the son is 18. Yeah, just do some of the math there.
I'm trying to do the math. It's hard, though. Math is hard.
Well, they were all arrested on Thursday, and that's what's happening in Florida. How about that?
So they're making meth in some lab somewhere in the basement.
Yeah.
They all got arrested.
It's
the meth people that make me mad because they are the people that
you can't
that
buy
now
your
I can't
drugs.
Buy freaking Sudafed.
Yeah, you gotta have your ID. You gotta.
Yeah, I can't just pick up the bottle and go to the
right.
counter. No,
it's crazy.
I gotta sign a thing. I gotta go to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
I gotta get it from behind the pharmacy counter.
Right.
That's super annoying. All I want is Advil Cold and Sinus.
Because you got a cold.
That helps me.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I've been chugging that.
Is it good for you?
Well, the truth be told, I've only been taking it. I don't take anything during the day. I just kind of deal with the symptoms. But at night, I can't breathe. So I usually end up getting up at 3 in the morning, getting up and taking the Advil Cold and Sinus. And then then it takes me an hour to go back to sleep. It's kind of a nightmare. Having a cold and sleeping do not go together.
It's horrible. It's a horrible combination.
It's really bad. But I enjoyed the nap I took today.
That's good. You have a nap.
Oh, it's great.
That's good.
It was fantastic.
So I can't believe this. I mean, cooking up meth, family.
That's insane.
I guess it's fun for the whole family.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's like Breaking Bad for the family.
It's the whole family. Well, that is the weird news.
Wow. So I've got a few quick stories before we get to the videos.
All right.
So the quick stories that I have about the crazy stories about coffee, apparently in Brooklyn and in some other places, if you go into a coffee shop, some hipster coffee shops, and you have a little kid, you can get them a baby chino.
What?
For them to enjoy.
Isn't that supposed to be horrible? Stunning the growth? They always say that when you're growing up,
coffee. Well, it's apparently got decaf espresso.
Uh-huh.
It says it started in Australia, where the term baby chino denotes macchiato-like drinks with a shot of decaf espresso topped with steamed milk froth or an entirely hot milk-based drink topped with cinnamon or chocolate powder that's kid-friendly.
Oh, okay.
It's like a cappuccino,
but
it's for a kid. So you're going in and you're getting your kid sort of hooked on the idea of buying expensive coffee drinks already at this age.
Yeah. Get them hooked. Get them hooked young.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, not to take away from the wonder and fabulosity that I had from my childhood and my parents giving me very small amounts of coffee when I asked for it.
And now you can't live without it.
No, I can't live without it.
Right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
No, I always loved the smell of it. I thought it was amazing. And I'm like, can I have a little? And they would give me a little. And it would put, I loaded up with cream and sugar, and it was, amazing.
Yeah.
But only a little.
Yeah, only a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like my dad gave me some beer in
a
sippy cup once.
What?
I think when I was little. Like one of those little sippy cups with the two handles and it rocked a little bit in the mouth thing.
He gave you...
I think I had beer in it once. I might be making that up.
Okay.
I don't know if he told me that or I remember it or something. I don't know.
Well, I got whiskey when I was sick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's good.
With some honey?
Yeah.
That might be a good thing today.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could hook you up.
A little bit of whiskey. Probably not good before the drive home.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One more story.
Go
apparently,
ahead.
This IT worker spent $23 on the world's most expensive Starbucks coffee with 16 espresso shots.
What?
Yes.
Great coffee news.
This loser, Logan Warren, he's an IT consultant and works for the company Geeks on Call, went to his local Starbucks and he got this big-ass coffee. He got a super-sized 31-ounce coffee. It took a half hour to make.
What?
And it's got...
Wait, did you say Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Get your ding ready, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Inside, it had 16 shots of espresso, a shot of soy milk, caramel flavoring...
Oh, boy.
Banana puree, strawberry puree, vanilla beans, matcha powder...
What?
Protein powder, and a drizzle of caramel.
Wow. No whipped cream?
No whipped cream.
trying to watch the figure.
I guess.
Wow.
Apparently it contained 1,800 milligrams of caffeine, which is equivalent to 22 and a half cans of Red Bull.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he didn't really get it to drink it. He's like, I think he only took a couple of sips of it.
Okay.
He said it was, like, tolerable, but not good.
Did he do that just out of, like what's the most expensive thing I could get? Or like,
I think he said it was a birthday treat for himself.
He, like, did it, like...
Which a reward for his birthday.
That can't actually be a drink that they have. Like,
No, it's not a drink that they have. It was a drink that he requested that they make.
Can you...
Insane.
How much was it?
$23.
And that's your cup?
Well, $23.60.
That's insane.
It's a cup.
It's your drinking. I mean, it's not even an adult beverage. I
think it was like a cold iced coffee too.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I like
it. Took
that.
A half hour to make.
No, I'm just gonna let it go or just.
I can't believe it was actually a story.
That's pretty great.
First of all.
That's funny.
Yeah. Totally. Did I get through all of my highlights before we start the video?
Did you?
Oh God.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't.
Uh oh.
Okay, I'll get them real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So apparently they're not making any more VCRs in Japan.
Oh, that's right.
Panasonic.
That's right.
Putting the kibosh in VCRs, but apparently they're still making them in China and
I'm
Slovakia.
I'm surprised they still
make
them.
Well, you probably would still find a VCR.
I guess so.
And also, I'll say that one for next time, I guess. Maybe that one for next time. Oh, there's a website you can go to called seekingarrangement.com.
Okay.
And it's where you can get a sugar daddy.
Oh, that's right. That's what you're saying. Seeking arrangement.
So, seekingarrangement.com. So these people, these like women in Florida,
are
like, these 22-year-old and 20-year-old women are like paying for their education with this website.
For real?
Yes.
Wow, we got to take a look at this.
It says they've given me cars, trips, jewelry. These guys will take you out and they will court you.
Oh, boy. But they got to be hot.
They
got
to be hot, and they have sex with them. That's the only catch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This doesn't sound quite legal. I don't know.
Apparently, it's legal, and because this is not prostitution, since you mentioned it. Because we do not allow escorts or prostitutes to use the website. That's what I call a 1 or 2 hour arrangement. That is not what it's about.
Okay. They're looking for more money than that.
Apparently they monitor profiles and they shut down as many as 20 a day for inappropriate behavior.
Well, we can look at profiles. That could be something fun to do on the show.
Yeah, it could be something fun to do. Seekingarrangement.com.
Okay, let's go. Maybe next time. That's great.
So if you need some money or something like that and you need some cash and you need a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. And you don't mind getting down
with
some... That's gross.
Can I get a sugar daddy, but maybe I can just give him, like, cupcakes? Or, like, I don't know, like, cookies?
Cookies, yeah.
Freshly made candies.
Yeah.
Discounts.
Marshmallows.
Discounts.
Discounts?
Yeah. Soup?
All right, I got a couple videos here.
Okay.
Those are great. I like those. Those are good stories. We got to follow up on those, I think.
I think we definitely have to follow up.
So Obama was speaking, this is maybe about a month ago now. I keep trying to play this the last few weeks. He was speaking at the Black Person's Theater there in New York?
Black Person's Theater?
What's that called?
The Apollo Theater?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot the name of it. Trying to get through this real fast. So here's Obama speaking.
There she is. I love India.
He gets into a little bit of song here.
And then to know that Reverend Al Green was here. So in love with you.
He can actually sing.
How about that? It's pretty great, right?
That's kind of insane.
So I thought this was pretty great. And then I found on YouTube that someone actually mixed that into the actual music.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Exactly. Check this out. Isn't that
so
amazing?
Great.
Isn't that great? I mean, he's spot on.
Our president's talented.
Yeah, pretty awesome, right?
He and Bill Clinton should get together and do a show.
That would be killer.
Bill Clinton on saxophone and Obama on the mic.
Yeah, he can really sing, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
That's insane.
That's pretty good.
Other countries take us seriously if our president's
singing? I know, right?
I mean, it might not be
what's
so great.
Doing? Yeah. I know, but we got to go crazy for that.
I mean, it's great.
That's awesome. And another singing video. This is one where someone sings their order through a Sonic drive-thru.
Ooh, can I do that?
You could do that, yeah.
Wait, it's just anybody? Oh, I should sing my order next time I drive through a place, which never happens.
I never do either, except for like, the occasional
drunken grown-ups. Drunken grown-ups.
You get a coffee or something like that.
Oh, so good.
But this is fantastic. We'll play some of this. It's about... Exactly. This is about 3 minutes here, but we'll play it.
Banged
this
up.
Is really great. He's playing guitar too. Oh.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sonic. Good evening, welcome to Sonic. My name is
Iris. That's funny.
Giorgio.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Can I get a number 8 with large chili cheese tater tots?
And what kind of drink?
Can I get a mellow yellow with that, please?
Did you want that large?
Yes.
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry.
Large is good.
Waiting.
Are you ready for the next part? Cause it seems like you're
not. What else can I get for you?
Two number fours.
Medium or large?
She's laughing.
Medium.
And would you like fries, tots, or onion rings?
Cheese tots, please.
And what would you like to drink?
Cherry limeade.
I'm sorry, can I see that?
Cherry limeade, please.
Okay, what else can I get for you?
Got
everybody.
Large Frito chili pie and another cherry limeade. A large one. The last thing is gonna be.
I'm sorry?
5-piece cheesecake bites.
They have cheesecake bites?
Cheesecake bites?
What else can I get for you?
That'll be all.
Okay, so I have the number 8 combo, the full 20 with chili cheese tops and a mellow yellow. Two number 4 combos, both with dinner tops and both with cherry limeade. I have a large chili pie, large cherry limeade, and 5-piece cheesecake bites. Is that correct?
Do you have cheese on those number 4 tater tots?
No, I do not. Would you like me to put them both as cheese tops?
Please, please put cheese on them for me tonight. And I will be so grateful to you.
Okay, I did that for you. Your total is $34.82. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Just have a wonderful night.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
It's pretty awesome. I love that.
Oh, my God. Why am I not doing that all the time?
We should do that. Go through the drive-thru.
We should do, like...
Record it.
With, like, for the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. I should just be like...
I'll have a medium French vanilla with cream and sugar all through, and an extra shot of espresso, and I think she wants a frosted chocolate donut, yeah. I'd also like a small box of munchkins. Mix up the flavors for me. And if you don't mind, I'd also like small iced coffee. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I should do next time I go to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Your total is $14. Please drive up.
My voice is banged up.
Pretty great.
God.
Wow.
Terrible singing.
Speaking of terrible singing.
Yes?
No, that was beautiful. That was great. I think there's another one for our best of books. We've got some.
Everyone, please go into my vocal ensemble's website, XerxesBlueEnsemble.com. That's Xerxes with a C in the middle, not an X. XerxesBlueEnsemble.com. Like us on Facebook. Give us donations. 100% tax deductible via the people at Fractured Atlas.
Right.
End plug.
For good stuff.
Yes, for good stuff. Play video.
All right, so this is the worst church singing ever.
Oh, I think I heard this before.
I wish I had these all these parts marked on here, but let's play a little bit here real quick.
Oh, we got 5 minutes.
Let's hope this holds up.
The next and final song is going to be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years. It has took me a lot of places I didn't think I would be at.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
First time on stage, New Year's Eve 2002, with one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance. And I was privileged to be able to sing this one with Brian Free.
I can't believe this.
I don't know if I beat him that night or not, but ever since then, we've had competitions. I've wore him out. Not to make me look good or anything, but that's what happened. But this is one that also...
The top comment is, I like the part where he doesn't sound good.
Salisbury, North Carolina. Has really made.
I don't know where that is. Where
their
that?
Top choice. Therefore, we're going to finish off with this one. It's called Looking for a City.
What?
He'll get into it. He's got it.
I didn't know you were
going to
start out with.
Oh.
Looking for a city built above. Looking for a city. Well, this ain't a million. Never think about.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
And our love was you. Come, Holy Spirit, our homes renew.
And then it modulates, right?
Oh yeah.
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 But then it gets really bad.
Yeah. Like if it wasn't already.
Can hit some pitches, but
it's the crazy
terrible.
Voice.
Yeah. The piano is really funny.
The piano's going crazy.
Piano, because it's all out of tune. Sounds like a honky tonk piano. Modulate again.
And there's a part where he goes, and we can fast forward a little bit. There's a part when he, the part when he goes for water, like in the middle of singing. Let's see.
Oh my God. What, how come no one told him about his pants?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are they jeans?
I don't think so. I don't know. I just need to go for water.
That's just terrible.
Holy Spirit, our homes renew.
Oh, my God.
You just went for a drink of water.
Oh, a city.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know.
It's
pretty amazing.
It's terrible. Oh,
and of course,
my
they all
God.
Clap at the very end.
Of course.
Yeah, they go crazy. Oh, he's, yeah.
He's giving him a cue. One more time.
I think it's not more than one more time.
Oh,
big ending.
Oh, my God.
Big ending.
And they modulate again.
Where we'll never die. Where the same in millions. Never say goodbye.
I mean, I'm just so shocked. I don't know what to say.
I know. It's really something special.
It's visually and...
That's all I'm doing.
And what?
He just walked off.
Oh, he just walked off the frame? Oh, he keeps singing. I thought he was done. He waved.
And he's like, I'm done.
Oh, that's
he's
terrible.
He's big into it. Wow.
Well, what's this Russian love match on the side?
Oh, I don't know.
That's fabulous.
Wow.
We should do that. We should do that and also seekingarrangement.com.
Seeking Arrangement.
Yes. We should go on there, put my profile in there, and see if I can get money for cupcakes instead of sex.
We'll have to look for that more.
I don't really want to give sex for money.
No.
But I'll give cupcakes for money. cupcakes or candy, but not sex.
Cupcakes.
Mm, not sex.
Yummy cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Cupcakes.
Wow, that was a jam-packed show.
Jam-packed show.
That was fun.
Tune in next week.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
All right. I guess.
So awkward.
We're done.
Anyway, we're done. Good. Tune in next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks all two of you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Darrington K Show.